Do it better, do it better and better. As your hands here lie, use that hand to glorify God's name. Use that hand. Say, God, I thank you for me to be alive, for me to see a day like this. Lord, I give glory unto you. There's many that see last month and don't see this month. Our case is different for their case. Daddy, I say thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, you are time. Look at somebody, say, friend. A tree that bears fruit, you attract stone. Tell the fellow again. No answer? Okay. Let me ask you a question and answer me. For example, I walk in the street. You are very, very hungry. And suddenly you look at your right and you see a tree with a fruit of orange. What do you do? And you carry a stone to stone him down. It's a parable, meaning what you are facing today, because you carry a great star. Empty head, you never explain insult and attack. I repeat, empty head, you never explain insult and attack. The head that carry glory and star, that people embarrass and trouble every day. That's what I say, my friend. A tree that bears fruit, you attract stone. Tell him again. That is what I know. Whatever has happened to me in life is better of my tomorrow. May they thank God for that now. I appreciate God for that. No matter what you are facing today, situation, condition of today, it's better of your tomorrow. Don't let what you are seeing today to trouble you. Don't let what you are seeing today to be a problem to your life. What your eyes see, the one they say to you, in all those things is a blessing of your tomorrow. Don't let it disturb you or to worry you. Don't think about it. Don't worry about it. Just go to God, because your tomorrow will be alright. Go ahead. Appreciate him. Worship him. Honor him. Glorify him. You can do better than what you are doing now. And do it better, appreciate it. God will keep you alive. That's a hope for your tomorrow. Appreciate him. No one like him. Our God is a great God. Our God is a marvelous God. Our God is a powerful God. Please, appreciate him. No one like him. Go ahead. Return glory to only him who knows your tomorrow and your future. The only one who can reverse the unreversible in your life, who can change your story overnight, the only one who can do undo. Please return glory to him. As a God cannot shake, don't worry about your today. Your tomorrow will be alright. As a heaven cannot pull down, Don't let insult of a man to trouble the plan of God for your future. Only human beings is human being. And God is God. Go ahead and appreciate God. If human beings no fail you, God will never be your helper. Until human beings disappoint you, before you see God in your life. Please appreciate him, appreciate him. Appreciate him. Don't put your hope in man. Put your hope in God. Believe in him and patient for him. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Bible says, woe to those who put confidence in flesh. Blessing for those who put trust in God. Put your trust in God alone. You know how to use a flesh to be a helper to your life. Put your trust in God alone, because human beings disappoint at any time. They will deny you, they will fail you. Especially the time you need them. That is the time they will tell you, they say, they are not. But not like a Jehovah, not like God I know. God remains God, and God remains faithful forever. You know those who know him, and God will never fail them. Appreciate him. It doesn't matter how number they may be. It doesn't matter what they say in your back. It doesn't matter their conspiracy. It doesn't matter their boasting. It doesn't matter their effort in your life. Forget about it and focus on God. And see what Almighty God will do. You appreciate him, appreciate him. Appreciate him for your today. Appreciate him for your tomorrow. Appreciate God for your future. You see, if I be for you, can be against you. A tree that bears a fruit, they attract stone in life. Don't worry about your sin. It's better for your tomorrow. Human beings will say seven talk of their tongue. They will say today this, tomorrow a different world. But Jesus, what he said yesterday, that will say today, he will repeat tomorrow. Human beings can change. God will never change. Human beings can deceive. God will never deceive. Human beings can deny. God will never deny people. Who trust him and patient for him. It doesn't matter. How many times they attack? It doesn't matter. How many times the trouble? It doesn't matter. How many times that will put itself in your life? Leave it for God. He knows how to handle them. Go ahead. Appreciate him. In Jesus' name, you worship. Amen. What does God say in Psalm 23 verse 1? He said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Lift your hand to heaven and say, Father.
Father.
This year.
Be my shepherd.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Go ahead and tell your Father. That prayer is very important. If God be your shepherd, he will multiply helper for your life. If God be your shepherd, he will turn your enemy to your savior. If God be your shepherd, he will make unbelievers to come back and to be helper to your life. He will make your worst enemy to be a helper to your life. Lift your voice to heaven. Say, Father, trust of this year, be my helper. My Father, be my helper. Be my helper, O Lord. Go ahead and tell him. Daddy, be my helper. Be my helper, be my helper. In Jesus' name you pray. Pray this prayer very well. The theme of this program, I shall not miss my helper. No helper from abroad. Helper come from above. Pray this prayer very well. I know what I'm praying. Say, Father, wherever I go this year, be my shepherd. In the mighty name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray that prayer very well. Helper is not from abroad. Helper is from above. Go ahead and pray the prayer very well. Please pray very well. We are not praying very well. We are not praying very well. Epa is not from abroad, it is from above. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say, Father, anywhere I live, be my shepherd. You know, where God be your shepherd, don't worry about your wicked neighbor. Where God is your shepherd, don't bother yourself about an enemy of your office. It can be your colleagues, it can be your boss. Where God is your shepherd, don't let what people are doing in evil way to worry your life. Because it's going to create everybody. And it's a shepherd over you. Anything they are doing, they are wasting their time. Say, Father, anywhere I live,
anywhere I
stay, be my shepherd. In the mighty name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray that prayer. Be a shepherd to my wife. Be a shepherd to my children. Be a shepherd to my brothers and sisters. Be a shepherd for all my mother's children. All my mother's grandchildren. My mother's son and daughter-in-law. Father, please be my shepherd. God of heaven, I beg you, be a shepherd over the church. Be a knight, daddy. Be my shepherd, oh Lord. Go ahead and pray very well. In Jesus' name, we worship. You are the pillar that holds my life.
You are the pillar.
You are the pillar that holds my life.
We say, Master Jesus.
Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds.
In Egypt, oh, they remember that you are the one who can save them. And they group themselves together and want to call and call on you. Daddy, what of God say, you look unto at the affliction and you lose someone to come and deliver them. After them, in the Red Sea, they know that you are everything. That's why the effort of enemy over them, it failed woefully. That if you be with us, no darkness can stand against us. Therefore, we thank you because from the day our mother pregnant us to this day, your presence never departs our life. We thank you because you are the watchman that watches over us. In the day of danger, in the day of trouble, where you are sleeping, some secret thing no one knows, that you are working on our behalf. You all return glory to you. You that sail from January to month of May, may you help us to see end of this year. As you protect our life, and your hand is there for us. That you don't know who loves us, you don't know who hates us. Everybody is laughing with their mouth. You don't know what inside their heart. Baba, you know everything. Nothing can hide it before you. Whosoever that have a different heart towards our life, who smile with us but have a different agenda. That day, in the name of Jesus Christ, may you turn and kill that fellow in the name of Jesus. although they honor us, but they have evil agenda against us. Father, I pray, may you turn the agenda against them in the name of Jesus. Power that want to hire powers so that to fulfill their vision of our life, you will turn against them in the mighty name of Jesus. Daddy, you are all grateful to you. We thank you. No, it's not about prayer. It's not about fasting or by kindness, only and righteousness. It's by your mercy that keep us alive. May that mercy not go for our life in the name of Jesus. As you see month of May, you are allowed to see month of June. With your mercy, you will end this year very well. What you expect ugly in last year, you will not expect the same thing this year in the mighty name of Jesus. This year shall be better than last year in our life. This month shall be better than last month in our life. Daddy, we thank you. Glory be unto your name. In Jesus' name, we worship. Shout a good hallelujah. Shout three or four, say, don't worry. You will not miss your helper. Your helper will not miss you. Amen. Since the day God gave me this vision, sit down. God bless you, sir. Sit down. From the day God gave me this vision, last night is my best happiness in life. I'll be praying, Daddy, do you call me for this work or I should retire? Or I should go and face my work? You say, why? I said, today church you fool, tomorrow you reduce. Tomorrow you go fool, you go reduce. I didn't hear anything from God. And then the prayer I want to pray in the night, I don't pray. I just sleep. So, suddenly, he wake me up. He says, see this face. See this face. See this face. See this face. They are the enemy of the church. I said, Daddy, no. He said, yes. He said, but don't worry. He said, because you call that no, your member will die. He said, I'll spare them from death. He said, but I'll make them a slave for their generation. Finally, he said, son, look at the other side. I look. You now show me the church. In fact, in a stadium. Come and see the church. Come and see the church. He were too many. And I hire people to come and help us to work for God. You know, stop there. You know, show me some place that I will not call you out. I don't tell somebody to call people out again. But they are complaining, they are lamenting, they are very poor. Which kind of life be this? They cannot get money to buy for inside their vehicle. Sometimes they are missing program. He showed me the faces. People, they are more than 15. He said, I should tell them they should go and camp. I said, why? He said, before December. He said, they will say, Daddy, please help me reduce my weight. Number two, he showed me some boys who have bright futures, that some power from the environment do not allow the God vision to manifest in their life. And God used a spiritual sword. He cut off the head of the enemy. All of you in this church, that you are weeping night because you are looking for a baby. He said, if you cry again till you die, you will not have a child. He said, don't settle your matter. Beloved, and he showed me two men of God in this nation. Pastor Adeboye and Baba Kumuye. They are a great man of God. God put them on top of white horses. They are now in heaven, they are now fly everywhere. I said, Daddy, I want to join them. He said, no, your faith never reached that level. He said, but don't worry. He said, don't look left, don't look right. They will get there one day. He said, see them. He said, there's a time in their life. What you are complete today, They see more than that. You see, they never join left and right, and they never do what is evil before me. And they bear it to the end. Look at their glory of God upon their life. See, these people are saying, he said, don't build house for them in heaven. That heaven is already waiting for them. And then they will never miss heaven and they will end it well. Let me clap for this man of God very well. Very happy. I'm very, very happy. So I use them as I wake up in the dream. It can't be like a reel. It will happen to be like a reel. And they see my house. And they see the street. It can't be like, you know, be like a dream, like a reel. Why I wake up and say, I do have the dream. But I'm very, very happy. And I pray to God. I use them as a point of contact to my wife and my children, and our church members. I pray for somebody here. All of all, you die in a very old age. Amen. And at the end of our end, you shall make heaven. Amen. And I should warn some arrogant people. They should remove arrogance for their life. Pretender people and high service human beings. So I should warn them. They should move from their mind and live a true life and a genuine life. He said, if they refuse from September of this year, he said, they will not die. He said, but the sickness that nobody can cure, it will be the father of the day of their life. So if you like, change your way. If you like, don't change. He left for you and God. Now, let's go to where reason we are here. Before then, is anybody who are born in the month of May? May is the day your father and mother give birth to you. Wonderful children. Everybody say wonderful children. Children of May is supposed to have a church in the back of your house. The children of May is supposed to have the call covenant fellowship in your house. You are not just a child. You are a different child. That's why you are seeing what people you know see. Battle of life, challenging of life, trial of life. Many things about you that happen to people in the single, your own, are double. Because we're special. So why you see all those things happen? Because you are not doing what God wants you to do. Child of me, you know, never to tell you, every blessing day, you need to be willing so for your church. Fail to do that, God will fold your hand and looking at you. Because from your mother womb, you are ordained to be a great child. In a month like this, I'm not born in a month of May. It's in May, God give me what I'm doing today. And God write five in heaven. And write five in the wall. And give me Bible. Nobody teach me Bible. It is God himself. After that, I can't stand. And now write Psalm 34. And now collect my hand, this is my hand, and run Exodus 15, verse 13 to 15 in my hand here. And I wake up and meet it there life. Go and study it. And so God say about me. And now writing again, Luke chapter 5, from verse 5 to 7. So that is my covenant that I'm following to today, in the month of May. From that day, my story changed. Something I never dreamed I would be started manifesting in my life. Something I know how has started being seen it in my life. And I do something I never believed. So, is it a joke or a dream? And from that day, my life transformed. So, me, child, if you want your life to turn around, if you don't want to die before your time, if you want to have what you desire and to possess your possession, the first assignment in your life, be willing to for God every day. Go outside there at least two times in a week and tell people about the goodness of Jesus Christ. If you do that, what we have seen today will change. Till you turn around, every door that's shut will be open and you will see God blessing. Child of me, no human being can harm you. No human being can hurt you. The reason why it used to be a human being behind your problem, blah, 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 you are not doing what God wants you to be doing, and God will leave you alone. If you do what I said to you today and start it, wash and see. May is a different month among the months because it's a month of grace. And Paul said, I am what I am today by the grace of God. So, children of May, you are children of grace. Now, let me pray for them. The grace of God in their life shall not be withdrawn. If already withdraw, may God return it to them. They will not die before their time. Blessing of God will flow in their life, in their family, and their generation. And the life they see today, they shall see next year, birthday again. They will live to be testimony, and their life shall be a wonder in the whole generation. We need to pray for them now. Please, can be your turn tomorrow. Pray for the month of May. Bless them. Pray for them seriously, seriously. In Jesus' name we pray. Happy birthday. God bless you. And then daddy told me what he showed me last night. He said, I will see everything very soon. He said, I should not bother anybody in church again. Who like do it? Who like don't do it? He said, you already prepared somebody to come and cover the church. Praise the name of the Lord. He said, anybody, if you make a vow, fulfill it. If you like, don't fulfill it. And I beg the people that build the committee, don't call anybody again. Leave them. If they like, let them fulfill it. If they like, when they fulfill it, where do you go? I fed them tomorrow. He's waiting for them. And God said, ready, prepare somebody who will call the church very soon. So, and then by surprise, the person come this morning, said, Pastor, I'm in Nigeria now. How far about the church? I said, what are you talking about? He said, ah. So, I go, and I say, ah, I had a dream last night about your matter. I'm coming this morning. He said, I should explain to her. I say, okay, don't worry. After the program, I was already late. I want to be in church early. I don't know to 8, I see not tonight. I've been to run to the church because I sleep seriously. Praise the name of the Lord. So until I get there, I can say, I hear my son when open prayer. People not come today. What thing happened? I say everywhere empty. So every time I enter office, now after you too. I say, Jesus of Nazareth, glory be to you. There's somebody here today. Poverty will reject you for life. The way I forget time today, there's somebody here. You will never remember the pain of your past. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Now let's go straight to the point. Let's go straight to the point. The reason why you are facing what you are facing, because something you don't know. How many of you know it? You don't put them to practice. And something that you know that you do, whether bad or good. If it is bad, you will see the other side of it. If it is good, you will see the other side of it. God can never come down. Never. According to the Bible reading of today, Psalm 121, our text Bible, that where our help, where our hope, where our tomorrow and our future, our success, our happiness, our joy, our good health, long life, and then our good position and the divine arrangement from above, where you will surely come from. And the Bible answered me and say, it's from God alone. Yes, that's good. And many of us, our focus, our determination, our vision, our dream, we always focus it in heaven every day. That's good. But for it to balance, for that word to manifest in your life, that's all that thing you need to know. Beloved, without a human being, you will not move to where God to reach. You will never get there in life. You will never reach there in life. That's a human being that is very important, that you will not joke with them. There's a human being that is very important that will not play with them at all. There's a human being that is very important that will take them as number two after Almighty God. Fail to do that, you will just come to this world to come and read newspaper and you will die as a storyteller. Because why? God ordained them to be. And what God ordained, it is written. And what is written, nothing can cancel it. I pray for somebody here today. By the grace of God, you shall not miss your helper.
Amen.
If you already miss it, God will help you to correct it.
Amen.
Why are you seeing this journey? Because we never meet your helper. The journey of 40 days, it takes some people a journey of 40 years. Because why? The lack of helper. For example, the helper number one. That if you miss everything, it's not good for you to miss a life. Is your parents, your father, or your mother. Quickly, to Ephesians chapter 6, 1 and 2. Ephesians chapter 6, 1 and 2. Please, don't be deceived by any human being. Your parents, sometimes they can be positive, sometimes they can be negative. It doesn't matter which one they appear out of the two. I take God beg you, don't ever in your life to underrate your father, to underrate your mother, to look down of your father, or to look down of your mother. Please, there can be a local champion. They don't know how to read. They don't know how to write. They don't know how to speak English. Or they are very ugly. They are very short. They are very small. Or they are very tall. They are very big. Your parent is your parent. I beg you, in the name of Jehovah, don't do something that will make you to meet the rest helper of your destiny. Before you meet other helper, the first helper will not joke with is your parents. Ephesians chapter 6, 1 and 2.
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise.
Look at what the Bible says. You know, the problem of this Christian, this nowadays Christian, especially this new generation Christian, they no longer study the word of God anymore. They read the word of God. There is a difference between reading and study. They read when there's a problem. They go to the book of Psalm, Isaiah, where to attack or to destroy or to kill or to waste or to trouble their trouble. That's all. They read when they are in the church. When they are reading the Bible, they do follow up. And they open their own to their read. But how many days they are on their own and study the word of God? And after they study, they don't understand. And they run to their father and the Lord, or their pastors, or their elders, or their team leaders in the church. But please, listen, I don't understand. Can you put me in line? That's okay, I don't understand too. Let me meet the person that is better than us in the church, so that they will know it better. Answer is no. People can buy books. The book of man of God is very good. I'm not saying it's not good. People can buy newspapers. People can be reading. They went to library. They can be there from morning to evening every day for one day or for one week or for one month. Ask people questions. Nowadays Christianity, how many of them who ever sit down and study the word of God for 5 hours? But if you see in front of the TV, watching ball for 12 hours, something that will not benefit your life. They collect their money, they don't remember your father and your mother and your children. Something will not do your life good. I see some people that are boxing themselves because somebody club. I don't see a man, their daughter about to enter inside water. In the name of watching football, he threw away his face until daughter entered the water and soaked the water. They are watching something that will not bring any good to their life. The one that will make their life to become better. So they will know what is right and good. They don't have time. The one that comes mistakenly to study, after 30 minutes, you sleep off. But if to be reading you, they are not necessary. Today, thank God, Satan are helping Nigeria again. In which way? through your phone. I think phone now you are getting some news in your phone. Some they can't help you. They give you long news that you read until 5 hours. This country do like this. This state do like this. This man do like this. What a concern with all those things. Before you're born, always be like that. The Bible says nation will turn against nation. The leader will turn against people of the nation. Father will turn against the children. Mother will turn against the daughter. It is written. What do I see today? It is written. So don't let that to be anything to you. Study the word of God. The Bible says the first commandment for I and you not to take very serious is not to miss our first helpers. Our daddy and our mommy. But today, because of education, children now they are clever than their father and their mother. Because of school that have no guarantee in heaven. Today, children now, their father and their mother is nothing. They are now better on their own way than their father and their mother. Thank God for the word of elders. You can have cloth more than your father. You will never have rag than your father. Meaning, before being a wear cloth, you don't wear 1,000 before you born. Be wise and let your eye be open. If you don't want to miss all the helper of your life, that God will help to help you, that will make the journey of 40 years to turn to the journey of 40 days, or to turn the journey of 4 days, or to turn the journey of 4 hours, you must know how to honor your father and your mother. Why am I saying so? God can use your father to save you from many dangers, from many dead, many destruction, many calamity, for many sorrows. Number one example of the father that saved his son. Let us see. Let's go to Matthew chapter 2, verse 13 to 15. Matthew chapter 2, verse 13 to 15.
Matthew 2, 13 to 15. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt and be thou there until I bring thee word. For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed into Egypt. Verse 15. And was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, out of Egypt have I called my son.
Do you see what is written in the Bible? Why Jesus cried and not save himself? Today you are worse than your father and your mother. Why you are a little baby? Why you cannot save yourself? Today you have some good father and you have some bad father. There are some father who give their wife the money to go abort the pregnancy that a woman give to them in the first baby. That's a wicked father. I'm not talking about any father that commits himself in abortion. I'm talking of father where God says as your helper, who help you to be alive to see today. Where God see that Herod have a secret agenda to take the life of Jesus Christ, the first God appeared to Joseph, the husband of Mary. Say, son, get up. There's a danger tonight. Take this boy away from this city. Take it away from this town and go to the neighbor city. Even though it's a city of opposition, the city of enemy, I am the owner of heaven and earth. I'm the owner of everything, both people there. I will arrest their mind. They don't have anything to do against you, your wife, and your baby. He said, thank you, sir. And the Bible says, Joseph, God used him to save the life of Jesus Christ. Joseph is a helper who saved Jesus Christ from premature death. If you say, don't live for 2 minutes, error agent that will be there and waste him. That's why the first helper in your life, no good for you to miss, is your father. Your father can be savior to your life. Your father can be a blessing to your life. Your father can be resources of your breakthrough of your tomorrow. Number two helper that you don't need to miss in life is your mother. Your mother is very important before God. Where do you find that one? Exodus chapter 2, verse 2 to 3. Exodus chapter 2, verse 2 to 3. Quickly.
Exodus chapter 2 from verse 2 to 3. And the woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw him, that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months.
Listen very careful. Your father cannot know who you be, what your future will become in life. It's only your mother God gave that secret that will know your tomorrow and your future. Quote me wrong and study the whole Bible. If you see anywhere God reveal any what the future of children will be to the father, tell me the chapter and I will stand for the work of God. If you don't know, know now. Your mother is very, very important. It's only your mother that will know the destiny that follow you from the heaven. It's only your mother that will know what God has sent for you to be and to know what your tomorrow will become alive. If you look at that, Exodus chapter 2 to 3, the Bible says, and this woman gave it to Moses, and God revealed to her, see what the future of Moses will become. All the sons that are born as a Hebrew woman, no one have a bright future like Moses. The reason why some mother today, they don't have that spiritual understanding again, because many of them, they're not close to God. Many of them, they no longer be a friend of Jesus Christ. Many of them, they no longer obey the voice of their husband. Many of them today, they are clever than their husband. They know more than their husband. They are better than their husband. Their husband is nothing to them. That's why God sees that divine gift from some women. But women that obey a husband, women that respect a husband, women that fear a husband, that gift, nobody can take it from you. Because we are born, God deposits to every woman. Today, why some women don't have that kind of gift anymore? It's because of their wicked life and attitude towards people and God. Today, you see some married women committing adultery. How can a woman that commits adultery can have a gift to see what the future will be tomorrow? Today, you see some married women that practice something a child cannot practice. Today, you see some married women where the husband is talking, they are talking. They are talking back to their husband. Today, you see some women, their husband is nothing to them because they believe they are Alpha and the Omega. A woman like that cannot have that grace. He can never see what the future of a son or a daughter. The only thing we see is danger, trouble, bad dream, and bad revelation. I beg all the women that are here today, you are the divine helper of your children. You are the revelation of their tomorrow. You are the mirror of their face. Whatever you are doing is secret. What you are doing that is not good. What you are doing between yourself it is evil. I use today to beg you. It's for your own good, not for my own good. Change. People can call you a foolish woman. Mumu. Look at the way they shaking your body for your husband. See, I'm the fear man. See, I'm the fear man than God. Yes. You know what you are doing. Because tomorrow you will see it. Look at that woman. It's not only woman in the Bible, but this woman fear the husband the way Mary feared Joseph. The same thing God did to Mary, he revealed to him a baby she carried inside her stomach, Jesus Christ. Something Jesus never see, God don't reveal to Mary. That is why in John chapter 2, from verse 1 to 11, we can see where Jesus Christ visited wedding and Mary is there. And then they are lacking of wine, and everywhere is water. And in those days, by the time the pastor want to join the lady together, and they don't see wine, they will cost the couples. And it could be a couple or be a story in the whole street. Or they will stone them to death because of the law of Moses. But if mothers see ahead. I know who his son is. And he said, son, I know you. Even though nobody knows you here, I know you. I know what you fit to. Quickly, do something before go too late. They need wine. He said, mommy, my time never reach. God never permit me. He said, because of your mother, I can force God to do for you now. Your mother can tell God what God wants to do for 20 years, 100 years. Your mother can look God and tell God, say, right now, do it for my daughter. Right now, do it for my son. And God have no choice. He obey your mother. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, he have no choice. Mom, if not that one make God not to agree with me, who am I to say no? I'll do it. As you follow your mother instruction and honor your mother, what happened? Water turned to wine. To today, Jesus' name written in the book of remembrance. That woman discovered who Moses is. And that time that they declare before Moses born, that any child that born as a boy in Egypt, he must surely put to death. There is waiting for Moses. God used a mother to save Moses' life. After some time, the mother can no longer save anymore. Who continues for when mother stopped? Exodus chapter 2, verse 4. Exodus chapter 2, verse 4.
Exodus chapter 2, verse 4. And his sister stood afar off to... To watch what will be done to him.
Immediately Moses' mother stopped. That's where his daughter continued. As I told you, there are some people in life, don't ever joke with them. You must respect them. You must fear them. You must celebrate them. You must know how to be good and have a good character to follow them. Because God ordained them as your number one helpers. If you meet these people and make sure for you today, every other helper will meet tomorrow. They'll just help you in the morning and turn against you in the night. And your life will be full of struggle, difficulty, and then sweat every year. What you need for your life to turn around, what you need your life to be as God wants it to be, what you need in life to walk like ants and to eat like elephant is helper. What you need in life for you to reach your goal, it's not by education, it's by helper you meet in life. If God help you to meet your helper, the Almighty God ordained for you, you pray one simple prayer and it will give you 1,000 answer. Because the person God will use for you is already waiting for you in front of your door. I pray for somebody here. By the grace of God who created heaven and earth, the work to do not to miss your helper, you started from you today in the name of Jesus. Amen. Where the mother stopped, and daughter continued from there. Today I see some people today, their senior sister is nothing to them. If you talk, he says, shut up your mouth. Shut up your mouth. Do you know, say I'm a senior sister? Senior sister indeed. What do you think you are? Who you be? Your sister, now you know if you buy this, know if you be this. He says, see me, let me be your junior brother. Or let me be your sister. I see what I don't achieve in life. See what I am today. If you are a woman, be like that. You are causing your tomorrow and your future. And you end it very terrible. Today, I have some people again. Their senior brother is nothing to them. Before you talk, you don't overshadow his word. Say, quiet, bros. People like us, we are talking. People like you cannot talk. You like it or not, it's a first step in life. If it be nobody today, but that's a one word for your mind, if you pronounce it to you, it will change your story for life. That's a one word for your mind, if you pronounce it for you, it will destroy everything about you for life. Because it's there before you meet him. That's why today, see Christianity, they are running from pillar to pole. Because they are forgetting the first law and party the second law. Now, any human being that not follow the way God writing it, you will miss every good thing of your life every day. Their brother, their small sisters, it can never correct them. It can never control them. and they can never have any say to their life. Because they believe what they think they have, what they see as a property that can vanish overnight. It has made them to see themselves very big, unknown to them. No matter how you big in life, you cannot be big than any person that comes to this world before you. God value them. They feel tiny. They feel small. They feel be nothing. But in God's eyes, they are very important. If you know how to relate to them, if you know how to follow them, if you know how to be to them, I'm telling you the whole truth. You shall end your life great tomorrow. Yes, you have a bad brothers, you have a bad sisters, bad father and bad mother. But you pray your rule, pay your path, so and leave the rest for who? For God. Number what? I'm going to number four now. Number four, the next helper again that you must take very, very serious is your friend. Sometimes your friend can better than your family. Sometimes your friend can better than your blood relations. Sometimes your friend, it can be the root of your future. Sometimes your friend, it can be one God will use to change your story. That's why in life, don't underrate human being. In friend in school, keep it for life. In friend in church, keep it for life. A friend that you meet in the car, in the roadside, who know, it can be helper to connection, to a destiny of your tomorrow. Yes, you have a bad friend, good and fine. People like that, you know how to avoid them. But you get a friend that is no good for you to avoid, because they can be the destiny of your tomorrow. Can you quickly to run to, what do you call it now? Proverbs 18 verse 24.
Proverbs 18:24.
Yes.
A man that had friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother.
Do you hear that? I mean like Bible. Why people are struggling and sweating every day? This wisdom I give it to today, they don't have it. They'll meet friend today, they'll fight with him today, and look for another friend tomorrow. Look at Osubanjo. From nowhere became vice president. Who know how many people who hate him, who don't want to be a friend, who cut him off, say because he live in work, now join pastor work, and now do pastor up and down. Who know? Nobody ever knew that would be a vice president. He said never knew that would be a vice president in life. But he said, mother tell him, say, one day, we shall head the nation. As he come be a pastor and they give him a branch and make him the head all the branches in Lagos. Oh, say the word of mother don't finally fulfill. Unknowing to him, what the mother said, never fulfill. Or to become what? Vice president. But today, all the friends who cut him off, who were that is because he's short and slim. They say, this one have no fabric. But today now, they'll be regretting. They'll be looking for, what can I do now? You see, Osubanjo, in a devil, in a Satan. God knows. In fact, let me pray, where he become the vice president. That one a story. Where are you before then? I beg because of God. That's a friend you needed. That's very important than your blood sisters. That's very important than your stepbrother or stepsisters. That through that fellow, you will reach your goal. And your life will transform for life. Relate them very well. Use honest mind and to follow them. And see what will come from it. The next number again, the helper. That's not good for you to miss in life. It's a stranger. Stranger can be helper of your tomorrow. Stranger can be your driver. Stranger can be house care. Stranger can be a security man. Stranger can be that person who are treating like tomorrow will not close. Who knows? There can be a stranger in your eyes. There can be an angel in the eyes of the Lord. For example, they can give to you what no woman can give to you. You will see everybody. You don't know which one that are ordained from above. For example, Genesis chapter 18. Because of time, just study it and read that one when reach house. But help me read Genesis chapter 18, verse 2 to 14. Help me read verse 13 to 14. Genesis chapter 2, verse 2 to 14. But help me read verse 13 to 14. Genesis chapter 2. In terms of Genesis chapter 18, sorry. Genesis 18, verse 2 to 14. But let me read 13 to 14. Quickly.
Genesis 18, from verse 13 to 14. And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child, which am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee, according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son.
This is something Sarah, don't sit down yet. This is something Sarah will be looking for good of many, many years. When they miss at that time, Sarah is 80 years. And they tell this woman, don't worry. They are stranger. What make them to prophesy to Sarah's life? What provoke them? What touch them? What move them? It's because the way Abraham relates with them. Abraham about to eat the morning food, about to take care of himself, whether he do the whole night and do night vision, he is very, very hungry. And suddenly, he sees three men from nowhere. And they are coming. Well, somebody just tell him, I don't know. Or because Abraham is a very nice man and he's a free giver to many people. You can say, these people, and they wear dirty clothes. They don't look neat. They don't look like angel of God. Because angel of God, they're very neat and clean. When you see them, you know. But this one, they disguise themselves to know whether Abraham know how to care for strangers. And then Abraham run to them, say, please, not just go like that. Even though I ordinary water, come and drink. And Abraham now run back to inside. My dear, that food you want to eat that time, put my please bring two of them together. I just see stranger now. And then something tells me, say, I should give them tea to eat. And Sarah say, even now that will make you happy, my dear, I will do it. But so woman will say, what do you mean? Where can you hear stranger? Since I'm cooking since last night, where the stranger is, I'm not hurt for any stranger. They'll first quarrel there, they'll fight there, and the stranger will hear. They will say, look at this family. They are not united together and go. Unknown to them, what they are looking for several years, that the day they want to get the solution. And then, they care for them, they give them food they eat. The minute you do that, and the angels, they are very, very happy. What's the meaning to you? Make strangers to be happy. You don't know what is their mouth. They can pronounce to you that will change your life for life. Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews 13, verse 2. Hebrews 13, verse 2. Please, don't underrate stranger. Don't look down stranger. Don't look at somebody, you that cannot create human being. You just say, this person cannot become anything again. Who are you? Who think you are? Do you know your tomorrow? You are now look at somebody say, this one, nothing can come from him. God, who can reverse unreversible? He can change things at any time without the permission from anybody. And there's nothing that you need for God to do. Be careful. The way you relate to human being, you see today, no tomorrow. Hebrews 13, verse 2.
Hebrews 13, verse 2. Uh-huh. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, mm-hmm. for thereby some have entertained angels unawares.
You can see. That's some that entertain angel unknown to them. And from there they announce, where your wife? You say, my wife? what do you want to do with my wife? They say, let me just see your wife. And truth is okay. It's inside. And they say, Sarah, whatever you don't believe for. That's why Sarah mocked them. In the original Bible scholarship, anybody that mocked angel, God turned blessing to what? To curse. Because of the kindness of Abraham towards them. And then Sarah cooperated with her husband to entertain stranger. They don't care whatever they mock. They see going ahead and bless her. And that they back it up. In Genesis 21, 1 to 6, that will surely come to pass. Please, Stranger can be a church member. It can be that person you to wear one cloth, come church every day. It can be that person you to pass every day where you are in your vehicle and on your AC. And he's going and using leg to be patching ground. Where you want to reach inside, you wind up. You can hold vehicle today. You can hold jet tomorrow. Be careful the way you behave to stranger. It can be governor of the state tomorrow. It can be president of nation tomorrow. Whoever dreamed that one day Obama will become a president of America? Whoever dreamed that kind of a dream? Who know who treats him very bad? Because his father rejects him after she pregnant her mother. His father know that he will be this, but his mother know that his son will be this. And she protect it and give it to her grandmother. And grandmother control her mother's stuff and care for her grandson. That's why he cannot joke with her grandmother. And the mother will give birth to him. I beg you. Care for stranger. One day, I want to travel. And then, I'm going to go and do my good work in Enugu. As God to do that time, evangelism work, missionary work. I'm about to travel and then go to, what do you call this place, beggar, to go and enter peace vehicle. So I already entered the vehicle, see in the front, and peace people already know me that time. I said, that time, never many like this, where it come everywhere now. That time, only in Suka, and in that place for Otako, and then very small place that time is a park they're using. So, and then in a good time. So, they know me very well there. Anytime I came, oh, this pastor don't come again. So I told the church to pray for them, and I'll pray. And they'll put me for front. But they collect their money. They don't take their money to pay with anybody. May God help them in Jesus' name. I enter the bus. I sit down for front. Suddenly, I want to go and meet myself. I run, go there. So when I come back, I sit down. And I see a man that can give birth to me two times. The same age like my father. So you now sit down for the seat that's in the back of the driver. And that place is very tiny. I say, in the name of pastor, a old man like this? No. I come down. I say, sir, come, sir. You say, who? You, sir. Organy. I say, sir, not be organy, sir. Please, come, sir. He said, for what now? I said, come, sir. You've been speaking about with anger. I said, no, sir, come, sir. So one woman comes, Baba, I don't know what to just. He said, if you're looking for money, you don't get money. I said, that's for front. He said, no, now, because I said, they're going to do. Say that transport is not complete. I said, Baba, I have money. Come, sir. And from there, you pay. You come. He said, with a frightening face, anger. He said, what's that? I said, Baba, sit down for front. How come I, a small boy like me, see in the front? And then you, Baba, who can give it to me two times? Now sit down back there and very tiny. He said, eh? Make sit down for front. I said, yes, sir. So now speaking Igbo, I said, I know you're Igbo. He said, you're from where? I said, I'm from Yoruba land. He looked at everybody and say, Yoruba. Let me sit down for front. I said, yes, sir. He said, okay. And now taking a small bag. It's in the front, and I now excuse myself in that place. He reached up, and then my bag dropped. He speak Igbo to a driver. I didn't know what to tell driver. And the driver stopped. And now say, my son, I say, sir, come. And I come down. He said, pick small sand. I pick. He said, look at it very well. He said, as a sand there on that feet. Now so your enemy will be under you. That any human being this world will meet that want to do evil against you or you help want to turn against you, he said they will be under you for life. They will never rise in life. And she told me, say, yes, I see you as a man of God. He said your beginning will tough. And tomorrow you have a ministry. And you started with a very tough and a hard difficulty. He said, don't shake and don't move. He said, but the end is very great. and end it where? He said, don't worry about child, though. Go give your child. Ah, what are you talking about? Thank you, sir. I entered my motor, he left. See the world today. I'm seeing the sign every day. I don't know him. He's not a man of God. Naibu man. But an old man. Because my father and my mother teach all his children. If you see any man that have a green hair, honor him and respect him. I'm not going to forget that word. It's in my brain for life. Today, you see some children, they don't care because I know their father, not their mother, I know their uncle, auntie. As a stranger, a man with green hair, they fix up and speak to your face. Poor! God punish you. Or no to you. As you sweep, as you come to the ground, you fall on your head. Don't do that. Don't do that. It will hurt your future. It will affect your tomorrow. Because you don't know who them be. You don't know who God put inside them. I pray for somebody again. As a God liveth, spirit liveth, you will never miss your helper.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
The next number again to notice. As a helper that will not joke with in life. I don't tell the helper your father. I don't tell the helper your mother. I don't tell the helper your sisters. I don't tell the helper your brother. I don't tell the helper what we call a strangers. And I don't tell the helper of friends. Now, that's a helper again that is very, very important. That is more than your, that is more than your father. That's more than your mother. That's more than everything I mentioned now. That after God is the second person in this world. That you not joke with them and you will never in your life to look down on them. You will never in your life to provoke them, to annoy them, or to behave against them. Because God can be cut off and destroy you. And whatever they say towards you, your father or your mother cannot reverse it. If your father or your mother say anything against you, this person I'm talking about, they can reverse it. They have authority and power than your father and your mother. Who are those people? Pastors. Your pastors, senior pastors, you know, here. Please, don't because small school where you go to the English you are speaking. When I knew you are going to London, you are going to America, you are working in good place, blah, blah, blah. You are not see a pastor as a beggar. You are not see a pastor that do business work. You are not see a pastor as a thief. You not see a pastor as an ordinary person. Well, other people can be doing business, though, but there are some people where God called to do his work for him. Therefore, I beg you, please respect them. Value them. Appreciate them. They pray for 40 years and no answer. They can pray for 4 hours. You will see the result. The cost of the generation that will be there for 450 years. Meeting them alone, they can use one word to reverse everything. That's why the Bible says, quickly to Jeremiah chapter 3. Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 15. Jeremiah 3, verse 15, quickly.
Jeremiah 3, verse 15. And I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding.
Please, your pastor that feed you the word of the truth, the word of God, that you know that a message is changing you. You know that message, it transformed your life. God used him to heal you. God used him to bring joy to your life. God used him to move from poverty to wealth. God used him to close the door of Satan against you and your family. God used him to restore you back to life. God used him to make all the mess in your front to talk to medicine and testimony today. Don't ever in your life one day, no matter what happened in life, you are not point finger against him. Don't ever in your life, no matter what happened in life, we are not cursing him. Don't ever in your life, no matter what happened in life, we are not abusing him. We are not saying different kind of things, whether in person or whether it's not there. If you don't let me tell you today, you are nailing yourself in a nail that no woman can remove. You are using your hand to destroy your future and generation and your tomorrow. You will now use your hand to turn sand to pepper, and use it to perfume your body day and night. Because why? God gave them authority over your father, over your mother, over your uncle, over your auntie, over your brothers and sisters. God gave them authority over your wife and your husband and anyone we ever meet in this life. After God, they are the next person to you. Because why? They are small God in this earth for your life. Exodus chapter 7 verse 1. They are small God for your life in this earth. God is a big God for all of us in heaven. Go ahead quickly.
Exodus chapter 7 verse 1. And the Lord said unto Moses, see, I have made thee a God to Pharaoh, and Aaron thy brother shall be thy prophet.
That's it. Value them. If it possible, they cannot speak like you. They don't know how to write. They feel this small. They feel look like a small. I don't know how to take look them anyway. But what is in them? Your thousand family cannot have it. If God help you to meet the one God has helped to you as your pastor, please appreciate him and value him. Don't ever in your life to stand before them and tell lie. Don't ever in your life stand before them and deceive them. Don't ever in your life to stand before them and use his spiritual brain to be following them. It's dangerous and it's very, very terrible. For example, look at Elisha. Elisha is a man that is a farmer. But the day she met Elijah, God promoted him from a farmer to a man that raised that person to life. Nobody knew Elisha before anywhere. It's only people that know his father and mother and people of his family. From the day he met Elisha, his story changed. The question is this: what that make his story to change? It's not only Elisha that fooled Elijah. There's another 40 prophets that walk with Elijah. But because he chose himself a different person, he cared for Elijah, he respected Elijah, he honored Elijah, he valued Elijah, he can never in his life to lose the face of Elijah. And every time, he make himself a slave to Elijah. Because Elijah from the rich family is rich by himself, but he abandoned everything and see Elijah as a God over his life. 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 11 and 12. 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 11 and 12.
2 Kings chapter 3, verse 11 and 12. But Jehoshaphat said, is there not here a prophet of the Lord, that we may inquire of the Lord by him? And one of the king of Israel's servants answered and said, here is Elisha, the son of Shaphat, which poured water on the hands of Elijah.
It's okay. Every time father want to eat, Elisha go knee down, bend his face down, and pour water in the hand of Elijah. Elijah wash his hand. And the other prophet, they will stand like this and looking at Elijah every day. And end, what happened? He get double glory of Elijah. No be God that give Elisha glory. No be God that tell Elijah to give Elisha glory. No be God that give instruction to Elijah to do so. And Elisha didn't make request from God. Say, God, can I give to him? I should not give to him. Okay, oh God, please help me give to him. Can I give to me? No. The only thing she tell Elisha, say, if you can know the time I'm going, if you can see me, what we ask for, we have it. How many the father of Elisha that can do that? How many the family of Elisha that can do that? It's only your pastor that can do that to you. Whether you are a member or other church members, I beg because of God, value your pastor, appreciate your pastor, celebrate your pastor, and then fear them and respect them. Do that, come and see what your future will become in life. But today, because people are no Bible, people too can speak in tongues, they can do two miracles or three miracles, they believe they are better than Jonah Vasea. Not Jonah Vasea do what they cannot do. Let me tell you the truth. If you put your shoe in the same leg, you have a sense to blame tomorrow. And then you regret for the rest of your life. But because there's something she know, your thousand life can never know it. Because God will call him. It's different for him who call you. Because get secret God giving to him that can never be revealed to you for life. So therefore, be careful the way you relate to them. Be careful the way you're treating them. Be careful the way you're approaching them. No matter the familiarity, give honor who deserve honor and respect them. So that your tomorrow will be alright and your future will end well. Let's see another Bible example again for how to treat your pastor. First Timothy chapter 3. And First Timothy chapter 5, verse 17. First Timothy chapter 5, verse 17. Quickly.
First Timothy chapter 5, verse 17. Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine.
Do you hear that? He said, honor your father. He said, but honor your pastor in double honor. Be careful. Because of him, God can hinder all your answer prayer for life. And what it be? If I leave, I'll go to another place. The God will call him. And I call the person too. And the punishment that is already started here is waiting for you there. The important thing is to reconcile with him and to be in peace with him. And make sure he's happy with you. Let I beg you, make him go job. No problem. Tomorrow, you play the music. Be careful. For example, they can waste you. They can destroy you. They can put something in your body that nobody can deliver you. How? Look at 2 Kings chapter 5. From verse 20 to 27. But just read verse 27 alone. 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 20 to 27. Read verse 27 alone. Quickly.
2 Kings chapter 5, from verse 20 to 27.
Verse 27 alone. It's okay. Because of time.
Verse 27. The leprosy therefore of Naaman shall cleave unto thee and unto thy seed forever. And he went out from his presence a leper as white as snow.
Listen and listen good. If your pastor is nothing to you and you are behaving anyhow to him, he allowed to pronounce evil word against you, your innocent children, you continue where you stop. Anyone that close to you, that is following you the same, they will suffer together. And their children will wear the garment. Be careful. If you don't know, I want you to know today. They are eyes of God. Whether priest, whether reverend, whether evangelist, whether apostle, whether pastor, whether prophetess, whether it's a bishop, I beg you in the name of the Lord, as a general overseer, be careful very, very well. The way you relate to them and the way you treat them. God value their voice and God honor them. Because of time, for example, number 16, 28 to 32, go and study where this house. There's some family relationship of Moses. Because they know the humble beginning of Moses. Now, them two, they can prophesy, they can speak in tongues, they can read Bible. One day, two of them now come together and join with another family in the camp of Israelite and wage war against Moses. And Moses say they stop so much that the embarrassment is too much for him. And I ask God, say, God, I don't want to see them again. God says, Moses, don't worry. I will not kill them the way I kill other people. I will kill them the dead. The generation will never forget it. What happened? God opened ground and swallowed all of them alive. Be careful. Don't use magomago and follow them. Don't follow them with your brain. Follow them with your mind. Don't deceive them. Don't point finger towards them and don't ever in your life abuse them. In my former house, I'm living with my son, Pastor Shion, years ago. There's a woman I live in the same compound. He just wake up overnight, starting hurting, say, I don't know what I do to her. One of my sons meet her and say, Madam, anybody fighting my daddy, fighting God? We say, who be your daddy? He too, he'll be prophet too. He'll be prophetess. Too, in the sea. He say, Madam, humble yourself. If I'm going, this one just see me. I say, which can I please? Madam, what did I do to you? Which area I offend you? Sometimes you look at me, look at it. I say, okay. So I enter my house. You get one day. I didn't tell my son show anything. My flat is here. She will end the other side, in the same compound. And truly that night, what happened? Before that night, I came from outside and I want to enter inside the compound. And she stand. And that the gate in our house is a village gate. If you know it, you cannot pull the gate. So, and no security. You are security of our gate for our house.